Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. A new Cochrane review examines research into abatacept, one of the newer drugs for rheumatoid arthritis. Chris Mavergames from the German Cochrane Centre spoke with Lara Maxwell, Managing Editor of the Cochrane Musculoskeletal Group based at the University of Ottawa in Canada, about her findings.
Hello, Lara. Please, can you briefly explain what is abatacept and what it's used for?
Abatacept is one of a class of new drugs for rheumatoid arthritis known as biologics. These are different from the traditional drugs used to treat this condition because they specifically target parts of the immune system to reduce inflammation. This in turn reduces the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, which arise because a person's immune system, which normally fights infection, is attacking the lining of their joints, leading to inflammation. This makes the joints swollen, stiff, and painful. Abatacept is given intravenously and works specifically by blocking the activity of T cells, a type of immune cell that causes swelling and joint damage. It is usually prescribed in addition to standard drugs, and we wanted to find out what it adds to these.
Which is where your Cochrane review comes in, I guess. What did you find?
In terms of individual pieces of research, we found 7 trials, which provide 2,900 patients for analysis, which is a considerable number. When combined, these provide moderate-level evidence that abatacept is effective and safe in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis. The moderate-level rating is because of possible biases due to the high numbers of patients who dropped out in some of the trials.
So can you tell us some more about the trials you found?
Sure. The patients in the trials have been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis for quite some time and were experiencing active disease. In all but one study, patients in both the treatment and placebo groups received traditional or biologic drugs for treating rheumatoid arthritis, while the treatment group also received abatacept. A standard dosage of 10 milligrams per kilogram was used in almost all the trials, and one trial studied a lower dose of 2 milligrams per kilogram in combination with another biologic called etanercept.
So when you brought this research together, what were the main outcomes?
Our primary outcome was the gold standard outcome for improvement in rheumatoid arthritis, which is known as ACR50, and also side effects within the first year. The ACR50 combines measures of improvements in the number of tender and swollen joints with other outcomes, such as pain and disability. So compared with placebo patients, those allocated abatacept were more than twice as likely to achieve an ACR50 response at 1 year. We also found significant improvements in physical function and a reduction in disease activity and pain. An exciting finding, but from just one of the trials, was that abatacept significantly inhibited the radiographic progression of joint damage at 12 months. This is very important because inhibiting joint destruction may dramatically change the course of the disease. For side effects, the total number was slightly greater at 1 year in the abatacept group, and there were more serious infections as well. It's also important to point out that it's not recommended for use in combination with other biologics because of its side effects.
Well, and also, the benefits sound very promising, but I've heard that biologics drugs are expensive. So are they worth it?
You're right. Biologic drugs are much more expensive than traditional drugs, many thousands of dollars a year actually compared to hundreds. However, despite their cost, biologics are an important treatment option because many rheumatoid arthritis patients are unable to tolerate the traditional medications for long periods of time or experience only a partial benefit from them. The biologics are generally prescribed after traditional drugs have been tried and have failed to improve a patient's symptoms.
Okay, so up to now you've been talking about what we now know about these drugs. Did the review raise any uncertainties?
Yes, it did actually. We still need long-term follow-up of the abatacept trials to determine whether the benefits and harms in the first year are sustained for longer. Trials comparing abatacept directly to other biologics may help identify the patients who would benefit most from a particular biologic. Abatacept works differently from the other biologics, and since some patients don't respond to the other biologics, it might actually add to the range of treatment options available for those patients.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, thanks. I'd like also to mention that our review has been included in an overview of 6 Cochrane reviews of biologics, which is also available now in the Cochrane Library. The overview compares the different drugs, but reviews such as ours remain important because of all the extra details we can present on, for example, efficacy and safety.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find Lara's review of abatacept and the overview of it and other biologic drugs for rheumatoid arthritis at www.thecochranelibrary.com.